Rhinoplasty, this is the procedures, date of procedure 4/19/2022, date of birth 2/26/74. The procedure being done is intra-articular injection of the left knee, injection of the left knee lateral collateral ligament, injection of proximal patellar tendon ligament. No, patellar tendon with the steroid and Marken. The medical indication for all these procedures are that the patient got injured in an automobile accident where she was T-boned on passenger side as a driver on November 8, 2021, leading to severe pain in the left knee. The MRI was positive for a sprain of the ACL and fluid in the left knee intra-articular, as well as a sprain of the lateral collateral ligament. She also points out severe pain in the proximal patellar tendon. It appears that the injection to these sites will help. Intra-articular injection will be useful for helping the sprain anterior collateral ligament heal up, as well as injection to the lateral collateral ligament is for helping the tendinitis, so is the patellar tendon inflammation. It is supposed to heal up and decrease the need for pain medication, as well as improve the ADL and decrease the need for surgery. So the procedure are done for left knee intra-articular as per description in the template. The injection of the lateral collateral ligament and proximal patellar tendon ligament is done as follows. With the help of the patient, the area of the most tender point of the lateral collateral ligament was identified, and it was marked, so was on the patellar tendon superior part or proximal part. They were identified and marked. After that, the area was also exposed and cleaned with alcohol and betadine, and the patient was using a ethyl chloride spray. The area of lateral collateral ligament and proximal patellar tendon was injected with 3 cc syringe or containing 2 cc of Marken and 1 cc of dexamethasone to bring relief. Bandages were applied, entire needle was withdrawn, and the procedure was completed. Thank you.